Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
Hey, welcome to the special After the Show, After Hours segment here on Barbecue Nation. We're still talking with Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue there. And I kind of posed a question that you really didn't get to answer on the regular part of the show, Ray, which is I would like to see at times at least the people acknowledge that some of the stuff that they cook in competition is not what they would probably cook at home on Saturday afternoon for their friends. I just wanted your thoughts on that.
Well, yeah, I have a lot of thoughts on this.
That's okay.
I'm pretty outspoken about it. I'm not sure. Yeah, it's definitely not what I would cook for my friends. I you know, we opened a restaurant 3 months ago. It is not what we serve in our restaurant. But I'm not sure. We talked about the technician mentality.
Sure.
I'm not sure a lot of those cooks that do that competition stuff know how to cook the other stuff or care to. This is their hobby.
Uh-huh.
So their hobby is cooking that kind of barbecue that somehow this evolved into the thing that the judges score high. So I can't knock these guys for cooking it that way.
Oh, no.
I question if it's even barbecue. I mean, I'm sorry. I'll say it. I judge the Jack Daniels this year. I judge it most years. And it's evolved into something that is really not very similar to barbecue. It's all got sauce all over it, which we used to take this higher, holier-than-thou stance that sauce was not real barbecue. Now everything that comes through has got sauce on it, with the possible exception of the brisket. But the brisket now is soaked in some kind of liquid that makes it this soggy kind of thing. It's not even close to what I would call real barbecue. So. Mm-hmm. I think the problem is, you know, this is what the judges reward. So if you're a competition cook, that's what you've got to cook. You'd be making a mistake because guys will try and go turn in regular barbecue and it just doesn't work. Again, I'm one of the original guys that helped create this bastard child version of barbecue. You know, I was fussing about the way they butterfly the pork butts one day and make that money muscle thing, and one of the top current cook said, hey, you're the guy that taught me how to do that.
Yeah.
You know, so I can't be too against it. And the problem is let's say we're going to say, well, wait a minute, we're going back to original barbecue. Well, where does that end? I wrote in one of my books that if we're going to do that, you need to just show up in a loincloth, because that's where it all starts. We're going to allow the loincloth because we don't want you showing up naked. But you need to create your own axe, and you need to chop down a tree, and you need to hunt an animal, and you need to, if you want to have an offset cooker like they have in Texas, great, but you're going to have to build a steel foundry, because that's not old school barbecue. You know, I mean, where do you want to stop? Everybody wants to go back in time to the place where they are standing. You know, if I'm a Texas guy and I like to cook in my offset, or I'm a fake Texas guy, there's lots of those, and I like to cook on this offset, well, that's original real barbecue. No, it's not. These guys were cooking a hole in the ground, and they had some oil pipe laying around, so somebody welded it together in that fashion, and boom, you had a Texas-style smoker.
Right.
But why should we go back only to that? Let's go back further than that. Or let's go back to everybody's got to get a pile of bricks. They did that at one of the competition shows. They gave them a pile of concrete blocks. And they had to build their own smoker, which was fun.
Yeah.
The problem is, where do you go? How far back do we go? So, okay, we're not going to allow injection. Okay, that's fine. I understand that. How do we stop that? We, you know, outlaw the specific ingredients, or do we outlaw that tool that they would inject it with? So what about marinating? Would marinating be okay? And then what about dry rubs? Are we going to allow only salt and pepper? Or are we going to allow every one of them, the competition guys, Nobody makes their own rub. They buy these rubs. Are we going to make you make your own rub? And then what are the ingredients that are allowed? You know what I mean? There's no...
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's been this long, slow evolution. There is no jumping off point that everybody would agree on.
Well, I want to... You touched on something, and you were talking about going backwards. And I know it's part of the quote-unquote rage now. But most of these people did not grow up on a ranch or a farm or out there cowboying or this type of thing. I really, honestly, Ray, and maybe you love this, and so I if you do, I'll apologize ahead of time. But I don't get this caveman-style stuff where you're throwing a $40 steak on just hot coals.
I don't get that.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I would do that only if I didn't have the grate. If I happened to be at your house and we had a couple of beautiful steaks and a bag of charcoal and a grill and we lost the grate somehow, if we have the grate, why would we do that?
Yeah, I don't know. They're doing it and they're, but I mean, I come from that, you know, when you raise
them. What about the tomahawk ribeye steak thing?
Yeah, what the hell is that? What the hell is that now? I mean, I know what it is.
The way to sell the bone for $9 a pound.
Yeah. I don't, you know, and I see them.
Or $20 a pound.
I get them on the, you get Twitter, I get Twitter, you get the internet, you get Facebook, you get all this stuff. And these guys have these beautiful steaks with this, you know, extended rib bone on it. And I'm thinking, I don't understand. I guess I'm
still. The butcher's laughing.
Oh, yeah. The butcher's like, come on in, Bob. I got another 10 pounds of this stuff for you right here, you know? And
hang on. Let me leave this extra piece of bone on there for about 3/4 of a pound. And you're paying ribeye price for it.
Yeah.
And you're going to think it's great. You're going to think it's cool.
You just paid $8.95 for that chunk of bone, you know? So,
exactly. I am not a gadget guy in general. So I think cooking down into charcoal. And the you know, tomahawk steaks and the all the thermometers and the you know, you ever seen the grill grates thing where they put the it's aluminum cast thing that goes on top of your grate, so it'll keep you from burning anything up, but it makes really good grill marks. I mean, they seem to work pretty good. It's not my thing. I'm just not a gadget guy in general, so I don't understand. I think a ribeye cooks really well without the bone hooked on it.
Yep.
You can leave the bone on if you want. Don't leave all that extra bone. Cooked on the grate, 6 or 8 inches above a hot charcoal fire, right over the fire. All I need is a pair of tongs. I don't need all these other things. But in general, of course, I work for Big Green Egg, and we sell a lot of gadget-type stuff. So I love these guys for buying it. But in my personal use, I'm just not a gadget guy. But a lot of guys are, so... it's good for the industry for sure, but not me, man. I'm cooking that ribeye without the extended bone on the actual grate that came with the grill.
Yep, I'm with you. I'm with you. And I don't mind, you know, trying stuff. I don't mind, like, you know, we got pit barrel cookers now. They sent me one of those. It's great, and I love Noah Glanville, and I've used that, and I enjoy that. But you're still not just doing this, you know, dumping it in the coals and burn the crap out of it. And, you know, but you can pick it out of the hot coals with your extra 2 feet of rib bone there, you know? It's
like, yeah, that's the good news. Maybe that's why the two go together so well.
I don't know, but I get it. But, you know, like I said, there's some of those things that I think are great and they're very creative and they're fun to cook with. But
well, I like them barrel cookers. I think that thing's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think
I like that. It's not that gadgety to me. What I like about it too is it's a pretty affordable way for a guy to buy a proprietary smoker for himself. You know what I mean? It cooks pretty good barbecue all around. Can do some fun things, and it's a pretty affordable thing. I think that's a good idea. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. No, I love the pit barrel cookers and that style of cooker. That's great. I just, like I said, I'm just not like, look, I'm not getting off on throwing a $35, $40 steak on the charcoal and in the coals, you know, and that. So
I've never eaten one, and I don't know that I ever will. I can't for the life of me understand how you don't get a piece of charcoal stuck on it once in a while. I just can't see how that doesn't happen.
Well, you do, and you got to scrape them off. But, you know, I mean, if we want to go back to the science there, then you've got burnt carbon or whatever it is stuck to the meat that you're going to eat, and they say it doesn't happen, and I've seen it happen. And so, I don't know. It's just not my style. I'll just put it that way. So
I'm with you.
Yeah. Got a couple minutes left for our after-hours deal here, Ray. So if I said, Ray, I'm going to make you – I know you're the Dr. Barbecue, the doctor of barbecue, correctly saying, but I'm going to make you king for a day of barbecue. And you can enact, wave your scepter and say, from now on, it's like this. What would it be if you want to change anything or add anything or banish anybody or whatever you wanted to do? What would it be?
Well, I definitely banish a few people, but I'm gonna, I'll leave them out of it at the moment. No, I, you know, as much as I am critical of a lot of the things that have happened, what I've seen in my life, we say it at the restaurant all the time. I mean, when we first opened, I told the servers all, you know, what's going to happen is every day a server is going to come in and say, hey, I'm from Texas. I know all about barbecue, so I'm going to judge you. Well, sure enough, it happens at just about every table. Mm-hmm. But, you know, while it's frustrating for us sometimes, imagine you're in the business of something that every single guest is that passionate about. What an honor. You know, that's how I look at it. I really do. I've never been one of these guys that says, well, grilling's not barbecue and you're cooking too hot and, you know, you're cooking too slow. I have my preferences. There's no doubt. Do I think grilling is really barbecue? No. But am I going to fight about it? No, heck no. If you want to, if that gets you started, if that's your gateway to cooking real barbecue, and it is, because you'll get there eventually, I'm good with it. I love the fact that so many people are so passionate about what we do. Now, do I wish they would be a little more informed? Well, yes.
Yeah.
I wish some of them would be a little more informed before they declared their expertise. But, hey, I can live with that part. The fact that they care so much is just a real honor for me.
No, I think that's great. And those are great. There's some great wisdom in there, too. I wonder how you learned that over time, huh?
You get old, man. You get old, you learn stuff.
Yeah, you learn stuff. You know, if you think, you know, what's the saying? If I would have known then what I know now. Well, if I would have known then what I know now, my head would have exploded. So that's the way I
look. True. Definitely wasn't ready for all this knowledge.
Yeah. Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue. I hope you will come back on the show. And I had a really good time talking to you.
My pleasure, JT. Yeah, I'll come back anytime, man. This is what I do. There used to be a radio guy in Chicago, and he had Sammy Davis Jr. on once towards the end of his life. And he was like, Sammy Davis, my gosh, you've been doing this forever. And he goes, hey, man, we're in the same business. I've just been in it a little bit longer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Ray, we'll talk to you soon.